Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't want people impressed with your faith. You want them inspired to believe for themselves. The same thing or better. But all too often the reality is that people secretly don't want you to be above me. Oh, they won't come right out and say it, but they're much happier when my stuff is bigger than yours and my experience is bigger than yours. I've heard Christians start talking about something, and one told this experience they had. Well, another one told a bigger experience. Well, a little bit later, somebody told a bigger experience than those two. And though they didn't come right out and say it, it's almost like, my experience is bigger than your experience. No, mine is bigger than all three of yours. My experience is bigger than all four of your experiences put together. I really know God. No, I really know God. No, I really know how to pray. No, let me tell you, I wrote the book. Faith, I know how to stand. Bless God, I know how to stand. No, let me tell you how to stand. Let me tell you what real standing is. Ugly. Ugly. First of all, it shows just how immature you are. Don't it sound like little kids on the playground? My daddy whoop your daddy. Yeah, he can. No, he can't. Yeah, my daddy whoop your daddy with one arm tied behind his back. No, he can't. The third one come up and say, my daddy whoop both your daddies. Same time. With one arm and one foot tied. What does that show? It shows immaturity. Doesn't it? To feel the need to try to impress. Never try to impress people. Just be impressive. Live a life that is an example. If they notice it, fine. If they don't, fine. Don't. Some folk didn't like that. Never try to impress people. That is you seeking your own glory. And it is wrong. Jesus said, I don't seek my own glory. I seek the glory of him that sent me. Well, we're having fun now, aren't we? Hoo-wee. Now you remember how excited you were last week about this? Glory to God. You put it in practice, you will get excited. Said out loud, knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. Say it again. Knowledge puffs up. Love builds up. Knowledge, you know, focusing on my knowledge, camping on my knowledge, has the effect of helping you to live in a false world where you think you know more than you really do. It's one reason why you need to keep your head in this book. Why we encourage you to read your chapters and stay at why? Because if you're in this book, in fact, you know, the Lord told the king to get himself a copy of the law, the word of God they had at the time, and to read in it regularly so he wouldn't get lifted up above his brethren. How's that going to help you? It helps you in so many ways, it's hard to describe it. But one thing, as you're reading through this book, you are continually reminded of what you don't know. Right? You are continually reminded of how big God is and what you've not yet seen and what you've not yet done, what you've not yet achieved. It helps bring you back to reality. Where if all you got is your letters on the end of your name, and all you do is sit in your chair and look at your diploma, And all you do is talk about what you know, you can come to believe lies. That you are much more brilliant and you know much more than you actually do. And live in a lie. And if you live in that vein, you're constantly trying to impress other people with your knowledge. And does that build them up? Does that edify them? This guy that's bragging on all his stuff that he had, was it edifying his fellow student? No, it wasn't edifying him. And if you'll just look at people's face while you're talking. I said, if you'll just look at their face while you're telling all your exploits and all your stories and all your experiences and ask yourself, why am I telling them this? Why? Many times, if you'll be honest, the answer is to impress them. And if that's true, you ought to shut up immediately and apologize. Because if you cared about them, what would you be interested in? Yeah. That which edifies them. That which builds them up. That which encourages them. I know the Lord taught me something. One of those cars we're talking about, one of the first ones that we got. Somebody asked me about it. I said, boy, is that y'all's car? And I said, yeah. How'd you get that? I said, well, we believe for it. We believe for it. And when I said that, something bothered me in here. That was the whole conversation. And they said, well, wonderful. And they left. It took me a little while to find out what was wrong with that. And it's not always just the exact word, but it's what's going on inside of you. Yes. When you say it and how you say it. Yes. And I realized there's something wrong. I said, Lord, what's wrong with that? Help me. I don't see it. Is there something wrong with that? And he took me through it. He said, Keith, they left impressed with your faith and no closer to getting their own needs met. They believed God would hear you and you could believe God and you could get something, but they are no closer than they were before they talked to you. Is that how you want it? I said, no, sir. No, sir, I don't. Forgive me. Help me. Teach me. He said, well, since you asked. And then he went on to say, he said, this faith that you believed for it with, you and Phyllis, said, where'd you get it? I said, well, it came from your word. And he said, how'd you get it? I said, well, you revealed it to me. You anointed people to teach and preach it. And you anointed me to reveal it to me and to see it. And he said, and were you tempted to give up and quit several times? I said, oh, yeah, you know I was. He said, didn't I bolster you up? Didn't I encourage you? Didn't I have people preach on it again and again? Had people come out and talk to you about it, didn't I? I said, yes, sir. And he said, who was it that brought it to pass? I said, well, it was you. He said, my word, my faith, my sustaining you, I brought it to pass, and you didn't even mention me. You just said, I believed for it. So I made a correction. I'm not telling you can't use that phrase, but you need to see the bigger picture, don't you? And when people come and something God has done for you in your life, do you want them to just leave impressed with you? Just leave impressed with your faith? Or do you want them to be encouraged? Do you want them to be edified and built up? Do you want them to see plainly and strongly, God will do the same thing for you. You can have it right now. You can believe bigger than me. Yes. You can get bigger than me. Yes. Love delights in seeing you excel me. Yes. Come on now. Can y'all help me with this or not? I said love delights in seeing you excel me. If you get a nicer car than me, what will love do? Love will go, glory to God, and really mean it. Yes. You get a bigger house. What will love do? Oh, this is nice. Yes. Now, we've talked about this before, but friend, let me encourage you. In fact, let me charge you by the Lord today. Rejoice in one another's victories. Yes. Not just your own. Not just your own. Rejoice in one another's victories. Somebody get a new house, you go over with them. You buy them food. Do them a barbecue in their yard. Right? Get them housewarming presents. Come on now. I'm not getting enough shouting in here today. Come on, you. Buy stuff for it and come make a big deal out of it. I don't care if it's a used car with 200,000 miles on it and rust in one fender, but they didn't have a car and it's their first car and it's their first faith victory. Make a big deal out of it. Make a big deal out of it. Buy some wax and go rub that thing. I don't care if there's nothing but rust there. Just rub it and go, whoo, glory to God. Faith victory. Are you with me now? Do it. Do it. It pleases the Lord. Why? It ain't about the car. It's about love.
Thank you, Lord.
I've had people do that with me, and it sticks with me to this day. People that's not here anymore, people that are in heaven. I know I got a used car one time. I'd been wanting one, and it was a couple of years old, but it was a nice one. It was a sports car. And a friend of mine found out I was picking it up in this certain city. He met me. He dressed up. He came, brought part of his family. They met me, brought me a jacket that went with the car. We're in the dealership. He said, "Ooh, Brother Keith, that's pretty. Ooh, that's pretty." Just made a big deal out of it. And when we got ready to go, he said, "Oh, no, you got to come to my house." I said, "Why?" He said, "My boy's going to wash that car and wax it for you." He said, "That's what I made him for." So we went to the house, and he wouldn't let me touch. He said, no, you got to sit down. Me and you going to sit down right here. He pulled some chairs back, and they made us some sandwiches and brought us sandwiches. I'm sitting there with a sandwich and two on the side and a glass of tea. And he said, "Boys, you missed a spot right there. I said, he said, "Ooh, that's pretty. Oh, that's pretty, brother." Just made a big deal afternoon out of it. A used car.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember it to this day.
Yeah.
That car is long gone.
Yeah.
I don't care about that car. But that love stays with me throughout my life. Why? Why did he do it? It was never about the car. Oh, do you see this? Rejoice in one another's victories. Rejoice. Help people celebrate. Why don't more people do that? Couple of reasons. Number one is if it didn't happen for them, they're not all that excited about it. That's ugly. That's not Christian. Number two, it costs a little money. It's going to cost you some money to do some of these things. That's why you got to be rich. Reason number 985, why you're supposed to be rich. So you can help people celebrate faith victories.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Edifies, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106E. That's R1106E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.